Facebook downplays the data leak, LinkedIn appears to be targeted in a similar attack, and Discord and Slack are being used to spread remote access Trojans. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morris, and this is ThreatWire for April 13th, 2021. This is your weekly summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. We have a bunch of hacks and data leaks in the news this week, so let's get right into it, onto the news. First up is Facebook. The Facebook data leak is a pretty serious concern. Even if you don't have an account on the platform, it's likely that you know someone that does, even family members. Upwards of 530 million users found their data was leaked and publicly available on hacking forums for free a little more than a week ago, and Facebook deemed this as not critical since the leak was from a breach that happened in 2019. Now, Facebook responded to critiques in the news by posting their own update last Tuesday, saying, quote, "It is important to understand that malicious actors obtain this data not through hacking our systems, but by scraping it from our platform prior to September 2019. Facebook mentioned that the data that was scraped was all publicly available already and the issue had already been fixed. Now, I remember this 2019 debacle. The platform used to provide a contact importer tool to help people easily find their friends to connect with by using their contacts list. But malicious actors were using it to imitate the application and upload huge amounts of phone numbers to try and find which ones matched up with actual Facebook profiles. The platform does make it sound like users are kind of at fault for the leak of data because it was public information, but that was public information that could be scraped using a tool that Facebook created that allowed for mass uploading of phone numbers." Facebook went on in their blog post to say that users should audit how people find and contact you settings are set up and do regular privacy checkups to update their settings, as well as enabling two-factor authentication. Now, there are some troubling details, though. For example, many users had closed their accounts long before 2019, but they found that they were included in this data leak. According to an ethical hacker via Twitter, the company was made aware of this issue well before 2019 when he alerted them of the problem in 2017, at which time Facebook stated that they might tweak the rate limits. Who knows? At this time, Facebook is not intending to alert or notify its users of the leak of data because A, they aren't 100% confident about who needs to be notified, and B, users wouldn't be able to do anything about it. Have I Been Pwned, that's owned with a P, now has an option to search via phone number too, to see if yours was included in this breach, since only a portion of the dataset actually included email addresses. Millions of users in the EU were affected as well, so Ireland's Data Protection Commission is now on the case. The original scrape of data happened before GDPR was in place, so Facebook did not report it as a personal data breach under those terms. The DPC has reported that some of the leaked data appears to come from a later period of time, and if that indeed is the case, it would likely fall under GDPR. In other Facebook news, Motherboard reports that a bot has been discovered that can allow anyone to collect phone numbers from Facebook pages that they have liked. The bot asks a customer for the page's unique identification code, and the page could be for anything. It could be for a book that people love, a restaurant, a bar, a band, a person of interest, etc., etc. A customer enters that code into the bot, and it provides a price point based on how much data it can get. The customer pays for the purchase, and they get access to thousands of phone numbers in a spreadsheet, along with full names and gender. Motherboard was able to use this data to find users on Facebook and verify that they liked the page in question. Then they called some of the phone numbers to verify that the data was also valid, and turns out it was. Phone numbers did not have to be publicly displayed either, but they still worked. Now, even though Facebook stated that they aren't going to notify users about the breach, the leak of data, hopefully we can spread this information and this awareness so anyone who is affected knows that their data is out there. Facebook is not the only company who has had a huge leak of data. Enter LinkedIn. Well, according to outlets, 500 million LinkedIn profiles were leaked, including full names, email addresses, phone numbers, genders, and more. LinkedIn states that this data is from many platforms, not just theirs, but it does include public profile data scraped from the professional networking platform as well. They also state that this was not a data breach and no private information was included. LinkedIn also mentions that scraping of data is against their terms of service, as if anybody scraping data would care that they were violating terms of service. It's unclear if LinkedIn will be held to any accountability for this data scraping, since it could be in violation of GDPR. Data on this leak is also somewhat unclear. It's unknown when this data was scraped or which platforms it came from other than LinkedIn, so we don't really have a lot of information. Cybernews.com has published a tool to check if your data has been leaked, which is similar to HaveIBeenOwned.com. With LinkedIn, as well as Facebook, this kind of information can be used for all sorts of phishing attacks, including via email and phone. SIM swapping is definitely a potential threat, as is an attacker using a fake profile to social engineer a user's contacts. Real quick, I wanted to give a big shout out to my Hush Puppy Perk level patrons for sharing their fur baby photos. We got some new ones. And for the support, thank you so much. And a quick shout out to all the new crew for joining the ThreatWire Alliance, and as always, for supporting the show. Also, a shout out to all the folks who upgraded their perk level this week. You know who you are. We are a step closer to a new audio podcast and introducing new and reoccurring merchandise just for patrons. So thank you all for the support. Also, my patrons chose this headline story in a Patreon-only poll. Cisco Talos posted research last Wednesday detailing how attackers are using collaboration tools to spread remote access trojans and malware. Discord and Slack were notably used for these kind of attacks, where threat actors would use malicious attachments to deploy malware, including Agent Tesla, which is a trojan that targets Microsoft's anti-malware interface, Async Rat, which is a remote access trojan for monitoring and controlling devices remotely, Formbook, which is used as a data stealer, and Form Grabber. There was also LokiBot mentioned, and Phoenix Keylogger, and a whole series of other ones as well. Using collaboration tools, which often allow for sending of links and attachments, allows for these kind of malicious attachments to actually make it to their target without getting blocked. Collab tools use content delivery networks to store and share files, and oftentimes those CDNs use hard-coded URLs, which can be accessed anywhere by anyone, such as the case with Discord. That allows users to share links to other users outside of the platform, even if they don't have something like Discord installed. Attackers can use the CDN built into these tools, along with encrypted HTTPS, to hide the content, while also compressing the files with TARs or ZIPs or other compression file types to further hide the actual malicious data within. Since these tools are often used in professional environments, attackers make these attachments look like things like purchase orders or invoices or other regular business transactions. Cisco Talos found that one example of a Discord CDN gave them about 20,000 results in virus total. They also found additional threats within collaboration tools. For example, the Discord API allows for C2 communications through webhooks, which allow for the sending of automated messages through a Discord server. These webhooks are Discord domain URLs, so they can easily be used by an attacker to disguise malicious links. Attackers can also steal the unique access token that is tied to each Discord user, which could allow attackers to hijack accounts. Discord does not have a client verification process to prevent this kind of thing at this time of recording. Many remote workers are finding an onslaught of collaboration tools being used by their companies, which means that they will often speak to the same peers across multiple different platforms. I've experienced this myself. This can link to less security awareness and just plain platform exhaustion. I've got some new security tutorials coming up on youtube.com/ShannonMorse, so check it out if you want. Subscribe to my channel for more of that kind of content, and with that, do not forget to like and subscribe to this channel as well. I'm Shannon Morse, and I will see you on the internet.